Hey there, do you enjoy two friends ranting about things they love? Well, do I have a podcast for you. Topical Rants is a podcast about two guys who rant about anime, pop culture, or whatever else pop up in their minds. Topical Rants, found everywhere you get your podcasts.
One more thing to go over before we start the episode. We have a Discord. So, if you would like to discuss with us about the backrooms or send funny memes, consider joining. We hope to see you there. Now let's get into the episode. A little disclaimer before the episode. Due to the information we'll be talking about today going through a rewrite process, not everything that we'll cover may remain unchanged upon uploading. Because of this, when the rewrites of all subjects being covered are finished, we'll come back and update the episode as needed. As always, thank you all for listening, and thanks for sticking with us for a whole year. It truly means a lot to us. Now, let's get into the episode. The Partygoers. Partygoers, also known as Entity 67, are one of the most dangerous presences within the backrooms. They are described as being tall, bipedal entities with smooth leather-like skin, the color of which vary from bright red, green, blue, and white, but they're mainly seen as having bright yellow skin. Their most notable feature would have to be the cartoony smiley face written over their faces. Another alarming feature of their anatomy is their lack of hands. It's even more alarming that, even with half just nubs, they're still able to operate machinery and participate in actions where hands would be required, such as hacking and editing articles in the MEG database. Still on their nubs, at the end of them is a small orifice, with teeth-like structures nested within. Along with teeth, an appendage resembling a memory worm. The use of it is for the act of converting wanderers into other partygoers. Meaning, many partygoers traversing the backrooms are just wanderers who were turned into the monster they are now. A very sad fate for anyone caught within the liminal landscape. It's stated how when latched on, the wanderer's body will slowly morph into a partygoer over some aforesaid time, but their minds will instantly start to become more like the partygoers within moments. Once you've been bitten, it's too late to save yourself. They're also known for being extremely intelligent as well, noting to easily trick wanderers into getting trapped or to just have fun with them. Trying to outsmart a partygoer will never be in your favor. As stated earlier, they are able to hack into secured databases and rewrite anything they see fit. Though most of these cyber attacks seem to just be to deceive others of their true motives, there's always that possibility of them completely messing up the database as a whole. Luckily, this isn't the case, but for how long? Who can say? When looking into your respective faction's database, and you see a smiling face at the end of any articles, notify your higher-ups and contain or delete the said articles. Those articles were made by the partygoers and can be summed up as a trick. Now, you're probably wondering, how do I survive an encounter with these dangerous entities? And that's a fair question. Luckily, we have some tips to help you out with dealing with these entities. To start us off, sighting a balloon anywhere within the backrooms is a huge red flag that a partygoer is nearby. If you see a balloon, go in the opposite direction. Whether it's a partygoer or Pennywise, neither aren't worth being curious to find out. The next tip may require some cardio. Partygoers are one of the stealthiest things you can run into within the backrooms. What they make up for in sneakiness, they lack in speed, so if you see one and have time to escape, you should do so. The average wanderer can outrun a partygoer, so running away should always be your first option, if able. The sight of confetti may also be a sign of a partygoer nearby, so keeping away from confetti would be for the best. Fighting should never be attempted when confronted with a partygoer, either close combat or range. They're smart enough to avoid gunfire and getting close to convert you, so trying to shoot or stab your way through partygoers might not work in your favor. And if you have been bitten by their nub mouth thing, the best thing you can do is call out the partygoer's presence. Saving yourself is no longer on the table, but helping the lives of your fellow wanderers is. With that rundown of the partygoers out of the way, let's get into their dedicated area of the backrooms. Level Fun. So, what is Level Fun? Well, here's all we know about it. Level Fun is classified as an enigmatic level. It doesn't have a survival difficulty class assigned to it. Though, if one was given to it, a classification of 5, that being unsafe, unsecured, and a high entity count. It's considered one of the most dangerous levels within the backrooms, primarily due to being filled with partygoers. And I don't need to re-explain just how dangerous they are. So, with that basic rundown out of the way, let's go over the appearance of Level Fun. Appearances. Level Fun takes the appearance of a room or rooms of varying sizes, decorated for a party, mostly fit for children. Our records state that there's lots of cake, cookies, and almond water spread all over the level. This is considered one of the many tricks the partygoers keep putting in Level Fun's data articles, in order to trick wanderers into coming. Other than that, Level Fun is pretty basic in its appearance. So until we're able to get a scout in and out of there, this is all we got for the time being. Scavenge and supplies. Though within the level article of Level Fun, it states that snacks and almond water can be found all over the place, that is considered false by all who reads it. There is no loot or resource to be found within Level Fun, and we advise that no one try to access Level Fun to find scavenge. This will only lead to either being converted into a partygoer or outright death. Entities. The only entity that can be found here is the partygoers. Due to going over them in greater detail in the earlier section of the episode, we'll skip over this part of the level explanation. Settlements and outpost. No outposts or settlements are known to exist within Level Fun. It is advised to refrain from establishing any outposts within Level Fun. Any attempt to achieve this will most likely result in your death. So once again, do not try to establish any outposts or settlements here. Ins and outs. Starting with entering, as far as we know, there are only 3 ways to enter Level Fun. The first way to enter Level Fun is by no clipping through the ceiling of Level 1. Doing this may have you clip into Level Fun, but it also has a chance of clipping into the void, so either way, death is a certainty. The next way to enter Level Fun is by entering a window within Level 188 that has confetti floating out of it. As stated earlier, confetti is a telltale sign of the partygoer's influence, so following the trail will bring you straight to where they are. The final and most direct way into Level Fun is by entering a set of double doors with Fun written on them in large bold letters within Level 283. Now that we got the ways to enter Level Fun out of the way, let's go over how to leave, or the lack thereof. As far as we know, there are no known ways to exit Level Fun, though this is mostly due to no one living long enough to tell their tale. I like to believe that exiting the double doors out of the level should do the trick, but until we have exact results, it remains speculation at best. The Fun War. Now you're probably wondering, wars are going on within the backrooms? Well, yes, all the time. Some of these wars are between human factions, trying to gain territory or knowledge, but this one is unique. The Fun War was mostly made up of entities, with humans making up the minority of the combatants. The main powers at odds within the Fun War were the partygoers and the party poopers. This war took place within Level 52 and lasted from September 6 to the 7th of 2020, so it didn't last long at all, but you can bet it caused a stir within the backrooms. It all started when the party poopers decided to revolt against the partygoers after growing tired of their excessive partying. If you can call mass mayhem and involuntary conversion partying. By doing this, the party poopers cut all ties with the partygoers and declared a war on them. So from what we were able to find, the party poopers were the instigators of the Fun War. In response to these actions, the partygoers decided to recruit wanderers into their ranks, promising to reveal a way of the backrooms if they helped out in the war. A massive lie that wasn't found out until it was too late. Though not much information on the battles or casualties is known from the war, we can concur that many partygoers, and most, if not all of the party poopers were killed in them. But when the 7th came along, the partygoers claimed victory over the party poopers, officially ending the Fun War. A weird claim from the partygoers is that they only had one human casualty on their side. It's unknown just how true this statement is, but it's believed that the number is much higher. It's also unknown how many party poopers were killed in the war, but since their data article classified them as extinct, it's most likely they all died. But as we'll get into in a bit, that may not be the case. Though it's unknown what happened to the surviving wanderers of the war, it's speculated that they were either killed off after the war or converted into partygoers themselves, never getting released from the backrooms as per their agreement. The battles were said to be so bad, the students, teachers, and the principal himself were noted to display some measure of PTSD after the war, due to what they had witnessed go down in the level. This saddening fact is more than enough to display the brutality that was done the night of the war, proving that not all parties are worth attending. The party poopers. So, who, or more importantly, what are the party poopers? We went over how they went to war with the partygoers, lost, and almost went extinct in the process, allegedly. Now let's get into these strange entities. Party poopers, or Entity 68, are humanoid beings, who all are seen wearing black jeans, shoes, and hoodies. The main feature of their appearance are the blue masks with frowning faces on them. As you can tell, their appearance is seen as the polar opposite of the partygoers. It's also unknown if these entities are just wanderers dressed in similar attire or actual backroom native entities, but this is just speculation. It's also unknown if they originated from Level Fun or how their relationship with the partygoers was before their inevitable end, but seeing as they're named party poopers, it couldn't be too good. The party poopers were known to be quite friendly to wanderers, even going as far as to help those they came across in the backrooms. They would even go as far as taking them their old base of operations, the boredom room, or more specifically classroom 172 within level 52. Now here is when we get into a gray area. As we stated before, we believe not all of the party poopers were killed in the Fun War. And this is because, within the data we have on the party poopers, it describes a major character change of them after the war. They're much more aggressive to wanderers than before, actively hurting and in some cases, sacrificing wanderers to the partygoers. It's unknown what brought on this mood change or why they're seeming working with partygoers, but we do know it had something to do with the war. Before we finish off the party poopers, it would be a shame not to mention a burn left by the partygoers on the party poopers data article. It reads, "Huh. These guys were always party poopers, hence the name. Come over and take a look at us, we will have so much fun." And as always, leaving a smiley face just to rub in their victory that much more. The boredom room. With that 180-degree character arc out of the way, let's round back to the boredom room. As stated earlier, this is where the party poopers used to bring wanderers to heal them up in safety. Now it's covered in debris, mostly an effect of the war. The words, "The war is now over," with a smiley face next to it, written in chalk on the chalkboard. Further proving the claims of the partygoers' victory. Old broken laptops and computer parts, used to fight the partygoers digitally, are all over the classroom. On one of the walls, a door leading to room 170 can be found. Within this room, the partygoers would keep said wanderers they used to help, acting as a sort of housing area for them. Now, the only things that can be found there are old sleeping bags and old rotten food, showing that this room hasn't been used for a very long time. On another wall within the boredom room, an elevator can be found, unlike the other elevators that can be found throughout the backrooms. This elevator is equipped with a numbered keypad that supports the input of negative numbers as well as decimal placements, meaning this elevator will allow you to go to both negative and sub-levels as needed, making it a great way to travel throughout the backrooms. Though it should be stated it's unable to access enigmatic levels. Another property of the elevator is that it can only travel to levels that have been discovered, meaning its functioning must be connected to some database that has access to such knowledge. Which database? That's still unknown. Trying to access undiscovered levels will only have the word "access denied" flash across the keypad, then it resets itself. As stated earlier, a very useful mode of transportation within the backrooms. Closing words. So, that was everything fun within the backrooms. What do you guys think? How do you feel about the partygoers? What do you think about the Fun War? What do you think happened to the wanderers who helped the partygoers? So many questions were brought up, and we would love to hear what you guys think. That's going to be all from us today, so thanks for listening, and we hope to see you guys in the next episode. Until next time, have a wonderful day, and be safe out there. I would like to say a very special thank you to our patrons, Rick Diculous, Izzy Klein, Caleb Hills, Zephyr the Cast Iron Crow, Belmex Zoro, Nathan Gear, Anakin Bumgardner, Sushi Penguini, Cullen Shaughnessy, Stephen Conger, My Friends Call Me PK, Jeff Nordley, Slim Steven, That One Random Guy, The Good Diamond, Undead, and World Ray. Thank you all for going that extra step to support us and what we do. It's greatly appreciated. If you would also like to get your name shouted out at the end of the episode, get access to episodes earlier, and other perks, go become a patron on our Patreon. For $1 a month, you can do those things and more. Thanks again for listening, and have a wonderful day.